Time to catch up with another country business supporting country greyhound racing. And our next guest is from a business based in New South Wales. And it's tremendous that they're on board with the Shepherd and Greyhound Racing Club. Those that follow Shepherd and Greyhound Racing might see in the meeting rundown from time to time the name Rich River Golf Club. And Rich River Golf Club, of course, up there at Moama, they are now a sponsor on board at Shepparton Greyhound Racing Club. And Paul Lavaz takes our call, the marketing manager. Paul, thank you for joining us. And maybe explain to our listeners, given you're in New South Wales, the linking up with Shepparton Greyhound Racing Club. It's tremendous you're doing that.
Yeah, well, we're very lucky. And thank you for talking to me to start with. But no, we're very lucky with Shepparton. We have a close connection with a lot of Shepparton people. We have a lot of Shepparton members that come into New South Wales to the club. Regionally, all the areas around there support us as a golf club, and we have quite a few Shepparton people come over and visit, play golf, and reciprocally in this tough time, you know, we share the money around, and we're really excited to support the club itself.
Well, of course, up until recently, those attending your golf club at one stage only were those in New South Wales. Then the bubble was extended, and now it's down, as you say, to encompass those in the Goulburn Valley Shepparton region. Do they still have to progress through checkpoints, or do they show their golf clubs and they whiz straight through?
The checkpoint is still there, but all they need to get is a permit. The easiest thing is to go to your New South Wales service, jump online. If you put your address in and it comes up that you can get a permit, you are more than welcome to cross the border and come and see us at the club.
So I guess as a golf club administrator, I'm a member of a golf club here in Melbourne, Huntingdale, and we've had many weeks where we couldn't even use the course, as you would know. Is there a worry? Was there a worry that there was a period there where country Victorians who would come and play at Rich River might then start playing in Victorian courses and not come back?
Oh, absolutely. It did happen. I mean, we have a lot of Echuca members, as you know, with Echuca Moama, there's about 5,000 people in Moama and about 20,000+ people on the Echuca side. So when Echuca got shut out of New South Wales, we probably had 300 to 400 members that weren't allowed to come and play. So they went around and played at the Kyabram clubs and the back nine in Echuca and a few other places. But yeah, we've got no issues with that. We felt that our members will come back when it opens up again. And as soon as they're allowed in, they came back. So look, to go around and support some other clubs, again, they needed to get out for their own sanity, and we were just happy they were out playing golf.
So Rich River, I've played there many times. In fact, way, way back many years ago growing up, I did a lot of caddying, and I actually caddied a few times in the Rich River Classic. I remember driving a car back to Victoria with Roger Davis and a couple of the golfers in the back seat having a sleep after playing round four, taking them to Tullamarine. That's another story, but I always recalled the golf course had a magnificent greens. The layout's terrific, but your greens were so superb. How is the course in condition?
Yeah, well, the course is about as good as it's ever been. One, because it's had a rest. I mean, there's been limited amount of golfers being able to play on it, so that obviously gives it a natural break. But we've had a really wet year as well, and it's been a nice consistent amount of rain every few weeks, which has just got the place looking cherry ripe. And then as we head into this weekend, where I think it's going to get up to 30 degrees, it's just picture perfect at the moment. So yeah, we're really, really happy with the way the courses look, and we're in the middle of a master plan new development. We've created some brand new holes at the course, so people that might have played 10 years ago, Rich River looks very different now. And we've still got a few years to go on that with irrigation upgrades. So we've got a brand new mini golf course and a brand new golfing simulator. So we've got a lot of fun things that we've just attached to Rich River in the last couple of years.
Well, well done. This segment is to thank businesses, some that have been with racing clubs for many years, others that are just on board. And as I said, to think that you've had a tricky situation in recent times where some people couldn't get to your business to play golf and now they can, and you're on board with Shepparton Greyhound Racing Club in Victoria, even though you're in New South Wales. I think that's tremendous. And thanks for your support of the Shepparton Greyhound Racing Club. And hopefully our listeners in Melbourne one day will be up there soon, as well as the country people. And thanks for taking the call, Paul.
No, we appreciate it. And look, the Shep Greyhound Club, they do great things there. We know quite a few of the guys there, and they're doing really, really good stuff there. So I hope everyone from Melbourne can get up, get along to some of the meets, and then maybe come and see us and play a bit of golf.
Tremendous. That's Paul Lavaz there from Rich River Golf Club. How about that? In challenging times, they've just signed up to be a sponsor for a couple of years at the Shepparton Greyhound Racing Club. We thank them and other businesses for supporting Country Greyhound Racing.